Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A little after 5 o'clock on a very hectic Monday. Let's not waste any time. It's Cinco time.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on the Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. Okay, if you're just getting in the car or under a rock, Brian Daboll is out as Giants head coach. So I said this earlier on the air. It's in many ways, I'm not going to be happy today. I understand what's happening. I agree with what's happening. It's a sad day. But I'm going to give you some positives.
By the way, that is the exact emotion I have. And I sort of explained it a little differently with the Jets stuff. When you trade a Sauce Gardner or you trade this guy, it's sad that this has failed.
Yes.
And so while I agree with the firing of Brian Daboll, most people do, it's sad that something that began so promising and looks so good comes to this. It just sucks. It does. It's not even feeling sad for Brian because Brian Daboll is a good football mind. He's going to get another job. He's going to be fine.
Right. I agree with that.
He'll be good. It's more sad that the expectations, especially after that first season or even that first game, was we got our guy.
Forget that. How about after Thursday night beating the Eagles with Jackson Dart?
I know. You cried that night.
Yeah. 3 weeks ago.
It's crazy.
Do you feel dumb for crying now?
No, because it still means something to me that Jackson Dart beat the Philadelphia Eagles. It does.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Yeah, because the Giants don't do that.
Exactly.
Recently, at least.
Exactly. And
by the way,
the quarterback's
we're all just handing the Philadelphia Eagles the NFC East these days.
Yeah.
The Cowboys are 5-1. The Commanders are 3-6, and we're 2-8. Thanks for challenging us.
Yeah.
That's what the Eagles are saying.
Exactly. They'll be the first repeat winners in the NFC East in quite some time. But nonetheless, there were some good times. I'm here to give you my 5 favorite memories I'll have of Brian Daboll.
Oh, I like this.
All right, here we go.
Here we go!
Number 5.
How about throwing the iPad and yelling at Daniel Jones for his interception versus the Titans in that very first game?
I would have put that number like 1 or 2.
I know. How is that not number 1?
You'll see.
You know what he said?
What?
When he did that?
I don't think I know what he said.
He said, make better decisions. Simple. Basic. Yeah. Make better decisions.
Okay.
Somewhere. I will. I lead the league in interception percentage.
He did.
And that's the message fans have had for Brian Daboll all season long as well. All right, here we go.
Number 4.
The combo of the offensive game plan / the post-game locker room celebration when the Giants beat the Vikings to win an actual playoff game. The dancing. And remember that video that went viral?
That's right.
Oh, I remember dancing in my den looking at that video going, this is great.
That felt like hope.
It did.
That felt like 15 years ago.
That felt like maybe Daniel Jones should just go into free agency instead of paying him $80 million.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God.
All right. Number 3.
The Thursday night game this year, beating the Eagles, his faces of joy the entire game and the post game. He felt like a king, and I felt like one, too.
Right.
Wow, you're putting that in the top 5.
It did feel good to beat the Eagles.
In a game that mattered for us at the time.
It absolutely did, but, and I'm not saying you guys felt this way, I still think most Giant fans in the back of their mind figured he ain't the guy.
That was a big test, man.
I don't know, man. You beat the Chargers, and then you beat the Eagles at home. It just felt like maybe. I don't think he's not the guy. I think it was more maybe he is.
to it went from definitely not to maybe.
There was a rebirth of some hope.
Yes.
And again, this is... wasn't the charge game. It was the Eagle game. That means a lot.
Right. Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Number two.
Going for two and succeeding versus the Titans in week one. So you're getting two of those original week one spots here, but I think they are separate for different reasons.
Yes.
I think that would have been my top two, to be honest with
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
Those are big.
Yeah.
All mean, right.
I'm trying to figure out what one is.
And one's easy.
Number one.
We have enough video proof, thanks to cameras, wanting Jackson Dart. Like, yes. That's his greatest moment, my favorite memory, because above everything else, the stench of losing will suck. When we look back in a decade, if Jackson Dart really is the quarterback, won't Brian Daboll be looked at a little more fondly?
Mm. Well, that is the ultimate question. So, I remember a couple of months ago.
I put out
a dopey poll on Twitter, who sucked the most as Giant coach? And we put them all in there. Pat Shurmur, Ben McAdoo, Joe Judge, and Brian Daboll. And Daboll did well. And I think the reason he did well is because of the playoff year. Obviously, this ended badly. Midseason firing is never good. I do wonder if Dart's successful, is his reputation 10 years from now going to be more about selecting Jackson Dart, or he was a failed Giants head coach? Which one will it be?
It depends on how good Jackson Dart gets. If Jackson Dart becomes a pro bowler, like all pro type player, top five consistent quarterback in the NFL, you won't forget why he was here.
You think Daboll will get love for
him? Or how he'll get here. How he got here.
Yeah, I wonder.
There's
how,
no doubt about it.
I wonder how many bows Shane will take for that. But yeah, we know that Daboll wanted this. Remember, Shane wanted the trade for Stafford, wanted the trade up for Cam Ward. And just also, let's not lose hindsight no matter where this Dart thing goes the next 10 years of remembering. This was not a slam dunk consensus first round pick, and this coach identified him one of them. I think that's important.
Yeah, most people had him in the second round.
Yeah,
and
I
think he was likely going to fall into the second round.
Yeah.
I always say that we come to a certain place at different moments in time. When did you get, I'll start with you, Sean. When did you get to the Daboll's gotta go phase? I assume it was in the last few weeks. When did you wake up or at a moment say, all right, we got to fire the head coach?
So there's a difference between gotta and just knowing the end is near?
No, not knowing. I'm saying and your gut.
I know. My gut,
they got to fire this head coach.
Honestly, it was yesterday.
It was yesterday?
It was. Yeah. It took me until yesterday. I didn't even feel that way after Denver, even if others didn't. I really felt it yesterday. I said, this is hopeless now.
I'm not there yet.
Oh, you weren't even there?
No.
How about that?
Because these teams are prepared.
Yeah.
This wasn't about your team sucks. These guys don't belong on the field with the better teams in the NFL. It's just... they don't know how to win. And that's coaching, players, it was everything.
What I find great about your answer is you, I think, were in my brain yesterday of how I got there. Because exactly what you're saying now is they don't know how to win, and you're saying you're still not there, is why I got there yesterday. I'm like, I thought to myself 15 times in the fourth quarter, Tiki on, they don't know how to win. Tiki, and that's where I was like, Dable's got to go. They don't know how to
win. When did you get there, Tom?
But I also don't think that was... on Dave's yesterday. It was as soon as Russell Wilson trot on the field, I was like, what? Game's over.
Yeah, no, that's true.
It felt like it. Game was, because they haven't been able to run the ball. You knew Russell Wilson was not throwing the football. Now, ironically, they did start running the ball very effectively. Tyrone Tracy ended up with 71 yards, despite him and Devin Singletary having a combined 2 yards.
Crazy.
On like 9 carries in the first half. It was all Jackson Dart. But somehow they were able to make it close, and I don't know. To me, it wasn't on Dave's yesterday. It was on you're only as good as your backup, University of Virginia.
The Denver game was more on Dave's.
You're only as good as your backup quarterback, University of Virginia.
Yeah. Thank you, Virginia.
When did you were last year, Tommy, but when?
Actually, I was before that.
What do you mean before that?
Two years
ago?
Fourth quarter, divisional round game against the Eagles. He waved the white flag as a coach. He waved it again yesterday.
You wanted to fire Brian Daboll after the first year?
No, but that was the first sign that I think that he had a little Adam Gase in him. When things went bad, he just, took his ball and
went home. No, but that's not my question.
Okay, you said the seed. That was his first level of concern.
Not the
seed. Then 2 years ago, after the Jet game.
When you said, I know he's not the guy.
After the Jet game.
The Jet game.
After he wouldn't let the veto throw. So that was, 2 years ago?
I couldn't pinpoint.
Yeah, 2 seasons ago.
I couldn't pinpoint the exact moment, but I was reminded that when we opened up the new year of Evan and Tiki in 2025, I didn't even remember this. So we come on the air. It's January 2nd. We're all pumped to be back. I didn't really...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Realize the way I opened the Evan and Tiki program. Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank you, Dan, for reminding me this because I didn't know. This is the way the show opened our first comments of the year 2025. Happy New Year! Brian Daboll and Joe Shane Ether Dome. I'm now convinced of it, Tiki. I hate to start the new year on such a negative note.
You leave for a week and a half, and it's the first words out of your mouth.
First words out of my mouth. Well, the first words were Happy New Year. Yeah. It was Happy New Year, then it was They Gotta Go. And I don't remember what it was, but clearly something got me there. And here we are. 2026 is only a month and a half away.
I know we had a discussion, but I have no recollection of why you wanted them gone.
I think I just kind of knew that they weren't. The odds were very low.
No, I think that they were going to have something that happened in the postseason, wasn't it?
No, I think it was just they're done. They're not going to because I think they were always facing an uphill battle. And now in this case,
wait, wasn't it about the Commanders? Because the Eagles were the team, like the Eagles and the Commanders were in the championship game.
Yeah, but this is January 2nd. The season's still going on.
But wasn't that the championship game?
No, the championship game's a month later. Remember, this is January 2nd.
Oh, January 2nd. Oh, yeah. I thought for some reason I'm hearing February 2nd.
I think it was more, it was always going to be, and we all knew this, it was always going to be an uphill battle. Like, it was always obvious to me that unless they had great success, there were going to be changes. Right. Now, I didn't think it was going to happen in the middle of the season necessarily. Obviously, there would needed to be a special kind of badness for that to happen at 2-8. But it always felt like this was a move that should have happened last year. And it didn't, and here we are. Let's get to your calls, 888-808-1019. Pete's in Babylon. Hey, Pete.
Hey, fellas. How are you? I love you guys. You know that. I say it every time I call you guys. You're wonderful. All four of you. Tommy, Oogie.
We all appreciate it.
I love you. Evan, all you.
Thanks.
3 points. 3 points. All right. Sad day in Giant Land. We understand that. I cannot give you enough adjectives. Disgraceful. Disgusting. Embarrassing. Everything the Giant organization says moving forward, with their statements and whatever they come up with at this point, is an absolute disgrace and bullcrap as far as I'm concerned, as long as Shane Bowen is still a defensive coordinator. You cannot say we're going to move forward positively or we're going to move forward for the best decisions for the organization as long as that bum is still our defensive coordinator. Number two, and this is important, guys. Let me just, this is my biggest thing.
Yes.
Right now, the best minds in football, as far as coaching goes, are the Harbaughs. Both of them. You talked all day. All you said since this show started, it's about winning, winning, winning. That's all they do is win. Mm-hmm. Guys, let's not miss out. Let's not miss out on the best, the next superstar coach in the NFL is Minter. Shane Minter is going to be a superstar coach in this league. He's going to raise a Super Bowl trophy, and let's let him do that with our team. Let him come in as a young coach. I don't care that he's a young coach. He's a Harbaugh-mentored coach. He was with Michigan there, what they did. They won a national championship. He's in L.A. and he's the next superstar coach in this league, and let's grab him while we can and build our team around him and let him make us a champion, guys. He's the next guy that can do that, and I'm telling you, let's not miss out on Minter when we have the opportunity. And thank you, guys. I love you.
Thank you, man. Jesse Minter.
Is Jesse Minter the answer?
I have no idea. I barely follow the Chargers in the West Coast, especially their defense. I know they're good, but I would have to know what kind of leader he is and not what kind of coach he is.
But that's the problem. That's what we always do in these searches. Right. We look at how they do as a coordinator, which matters a little bit, but it really doesn't.
It doesn't matter for Jack.
Well, because
what matters being a good head coach is being able to talk to the room, not just talk to one side of
it. So then what are we basing Jesse Minter on?
His defensive success.
Which means
we've
nothing.
We've seen this often, and we've talked about him, most of these guys, a lot. You look at Josh McDaniel, unbelievable offensive coordinator.
No.
I mean, the best one of our generation. It's not even a question right now. And you think of Spagnola, best defensive coordinator.
Well, those are the two best. And they're both awful head coaches.
Bad head coaches.
Right.
So, like, I don't know how you evaluate who's going to be a good head coach. Because when I think of the current best head coaches right now. So Andy Reid, he's the top of the list. If I was to walk into a setting and say, give me the best offensive coaches in NFL over the last 20 years, Andy Reid would be there. But it's not because he's an X's and O's, dials them up. It's just he's a good human to his teams. And like you see that. Mike Tomlin is a strict human to his teams. Obviously, he takes more interest on the defensive side of the ball. But like, there's a leadership quality about these guys. It has little to do with whether they're a great offensive or defensive mind.
Yeah, I mean,
that's the problem.
The appealing thing about Jesse Minter, and again, this is not a good way to kind of judge on how successful he'll be, is that our last caller pointed out that he worked for Jim and John Harbaugh, who are both brilliant. But what does that mean? Just because he's got an affiliation with both Harbaugh brothers? As far as Shane Bowen's
concerned. They're not Harbaughs. He's not a Harbaugh.
No, he's not. I mean, he could be their adopted son, I guess, but he's not really.
Yeah, for that record, Mike Kafka worked with Andy Reid most of his coaching career.
Right.
And he's about to take
over. Well, look, Andy Reid's had a lot of guys who have not been successful and worked for him, too.
That's because, you know why?
Because they're not Andy Reid.
Exactly.
No, I know. I know. Well, it's why.
You need to know the person. That's, you know, this is the problem also with the coaching process. Is that you have these interviews that mostly happen on Zoom. And then if you like the Zoom interview, maybe the X's and O's or whatever the heck they're saying, you bring it in to meet in person. But that's usually only like one or two of the guys. So you very rarely get to know somebody. And so the only way that you're going to really find that guy is if you know that guy. And there's no process for that to happen. There's no time for that to happen for an owner or a general manager, if he's helping in the search, like Joe Shane is going to, like, how do you know a dude? Like, you have no idea. He could be the worst individual, but he interviews excellently,
right?
Or you hear the converse: oh, he's just a bad interview. He could be a great job. I guarantee you, if we didn't know who Jim Harbaugh was, and you said go interview Jim Harbaugh for the head coaching job. Now I've sat down and done interviews pregame. Production meetings with Jim Harbaugh. He is the most distracted person you would ever imagine having a conversation with.
Right.
Half the time you're like, what in the heck are you talking about, dude? Right. I have no idea. But he is a great head coach because of who he is to his players. You're not going to find that out in an interview. You're going to find that out by going to dinner with him, spending some time with him, like more than a day. Guy comes in the building. Don't let him leave the building. If he leaves the building, you're not going to get him. Okay, maybe you don't want him because you don't know who he actually is.
This is why when you look at the head coaches that have been employed for the Jets and the Giants over the last 25 years,
right?
More times than not, the guys we hire fail because it isn't an exact science.
Mm-hmm.
And like you look at, especially on the Giants side, okay, well, who succeeded in the last 25 years?
Yeah.
It's Tom Coughlin, who had success elsewhere.
And they,
so at least you had an idea.
And by the way, they knew him a little bit.
They knew him a little bit, and he guided the Jaguars to the AFC title game. So it was like, okay, he's got a resume.
No, but he was on Parcells' staff.
Right. No, he has a history with the franchise.
He has a history with the team. So you know who he is.
You have a better understanding of who he is. That's for sure.
Yes.
But you knew Ben McAdoo because he was there for a year as OC. And
okay, for a year as OC.
Right. Well, that's better than a Zoom meeting, though, to your point.
No, you're right. But
and you still get it wrong.
I don't know how you look at Ben McAdoo and say he was going to be a good head coach.
Well,
I honestly have no idea.
You know what? For 1 year, he was. They did win 11 games.
That was to keep the continuity with Eli Manning, and then it all went to pot.
Yes. Well, wasn't he? Is he the one who said, I need Patrick Mahomes? Was it Ben McAdoo?
Oh, that's what he said after he was fired. We heard that.
So yeah. You don't believe him?
I know I always wanted Pat Mahomes.
Look, it's one of those things. He might
so
be right.
So you and everybody else.
Right.
After the fact.
I wonder if Brian Daboll will leak stuff now that he's out. Does he go dirty on Joe Shane? Or do you think it's like, you know what? I don't want to spit in the air.
No, I don't think so. He knows he's too connected everywhere.
Yeah, and he's going to get another job.
Of course.
So why spit in the air? But, man, those leaks can be fun sometimes.
He might have a job later this year.
Yeah, well, that happened to Robert Saleh last year. I think he took a Green Bay Packers advisory job.
Right.
Oh, and as far as Shane Bowen's concerned, tell me if I'm wrong here. He's not going to be back next year. I think it's difficult in the middle of a season to just fire a bunch of coaches because you need someone to replace him.
Somebody's got a coach.
So I don't think it's that, oh, we love Shane Bowen. I think it's that, what are you going to do? You're going to fire five coaches in the middle of the season?
Get over it. He's not going to be here next season.
He will not be.
You don't need your pound of flesh, as Ozzie was, or whoever said that was saying. You don't need it right now.
JR in Somerville. Hey, JR.
Hey, a couple points here. And actually, let me start off with this. To the guy who said that the scouts couldn't be fired because they're on the road. Listen, you can turn their credit cards off right now. They can turn their key cards off. I can draft better from my coach, from my couch on Saturdays, okay? Watching Saturday football, okay? But what you guys were just talking about was actually what I want to talk about. Bringing in a lifeline for Shane. Bring in a guy. I think a Mike Shanahan's a perfect advisory type of guy to let you know what coaches that he needs to have relationships with. This guy is from Miami. He was with the Dolphins and the Bills, okay? I don't trust anything that those two franchises really do. So once he brings in a coach or if he brings in people for these interviews, I don't trust it. You need to bring – I want to be part of that McVay, that Shanahan tree. I want – first of all, no Cliff Kingsbury. I want to hear that guy's name. You don't bring an air raid guy into East Rutherford and start throwing the ball four wide or whatever he wants to do. And he hasn't proved that he can run the ball in Washington.
That's a good point.
So I want to bring in a run-heavy guy and – get us on the same page with those other franchises.
Right. And look, we talk about Kyle Shanahan being so heavy in this pass game. Most of his offense is run game. This is why they traded for Christian McCaffrey, because they needed a heavy duty, even though he gets hurt a lot, but you know what I mean? They needed a guy who could just carry the load and play 80% of the snaps, but also be a good wide receiver. The run game is important. I think too many times we get these coaches who just want to abandon it and run simple, basic inside zone and duo stuff and then let it be a breather play for whatever you're trying to do with your offensive passing game.
Does it have to be someone he has a connection with, though?
No.
Like, I get he's got a history in Miami, a history in Buffalo, but does it have to be someone he's worked with?
That's not what I'm just saying.
No, I don't mean that. That's what he was talking about going back to connections. Does it have to be someone like that? Isn't it even healthier to go in the other direction?
You need somebody who you trust who knows everybody.
Right.
And knows, like, the relationships with a guy and how a guy is, how he leads, how he talks to people, how he leads people. Like, these are big question marks that if you don't consider and you're just looking at the X's and O's because he's a hot coordinator, that's when you end up making mistakes. It becomes a crapshoot because now you're guessing on the most important part of being a leader. which is the interpersonal skills that are 100% necessary to lead people. Unfortunately, in our society, this is everywhere. You get some asses that become heads of XYZ, and they present as good leaders, even though they're terrible leaders. They're just failing forward. You can't do that if you're the Giants going forward. You can't. You've had too many failures at head coach over the last two decades. You have to find somebody who's right. You have to. And the only way you're going to know that is if you know him.
We'll get back to your calls next, 888-808-1019. We'll make our pick on what is a very interesting Monday night game tonight between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Green Bay Packers. I always find scoregamis to be fascinating. Ooh. For those that are not aware, a scoregami in an NFL game is a score that's never happened before. Mm. And so yesterday, there was a game. In fact, there were two games that finished 44-22. And so
How has that score not ever happened?
It seems like a common score?
Not common, but I can see how you could get there.
Well, me too, but it was so unique. Like, it felt weird that there was two games at 44-22. Yeah. So I went on the Scoregami website to see how often that score has occurred. Are you ready for this? 44-22 has now happened four times in NFL history, three of the four times this season.
Well, that's because of the two-point conversion.
Ah, you think that's it?
100%. Teams are doing that more and more. I mean, who is it? Who went for two after scoring their first touchdown yesterday? I forget now. Was it Baltimore? No, wasn't.
Oh, you're right. And it was 6-0 because they missed, right?
Yeah.
Was it based on a penalty, or was it just strictly we're going for two? Because sometimes if there's that penalty and you get to move a half yard closer or a yard closer, you're like, screw it, we'll go for it. We saw the Jets do that earlier this season as well.
I'm forgetting now, but I feel like teams are more likely to go for two than ever before, so you're going to get a lot more scoregamis.
There have been three 44-22 finals this season. Before that, there was only one in the history of football, 1967, a game between the Raiders and the Chiefs. So I found that interesting.
I wonder what that box score looks like.
Yeah, I should look at that. Right. I also found this interesting. Since we're talking about Brian Daboll and we're talking about memories, Sean had a Cinco de Fivo. If you missed it, you can rewind it on the Odyssey app. We have uncovered another example of Brian Daboll making Sean Morash cry. Would you like to take a listen?
Was this Tommy DeVito?
This is from October 16th, 2022. Take a listen.
Wins by Thanksgiving.
Oh, hold on. I got to start it over. Hold on 1 second. Here we go.
This is beyond a feel-good story, man. This is beyond a feel-good story. This team is for real now, man. For real. For real. 5-1. This team could have 10 wins by Thanksgiving. Daboll changed everything. That is some special stuff.
By the way, that's why you're sad about this.
Plant it, because we ain't going nowhere.
We're not going anywhere.
That's why you're sad about Dave's firing, because it started so promising.
Oh, 100%.
It did. And it wasn't like we went from Coughlin to Daboll. We went from McAdoo, Shermer, Judge, had that year in 2022. Yeah, like I am. I'm not going to deny it. I loved Brian Daboll. I loved the energy, and it just, he looked like me. Everything fit.
That's what it is.
I had that great first year Halloween costume.
Yeah. I really like Dave's, too. He's just a good dude. He's going to land on his feet, and he's going to be fine. He's going to win a championship somewhere else.
Dude, not only that, I was just saying to Tommy, you know what wouldn't shock me either? Everybody keeps talking about OC. There's all these major college openings, and he was an OC at Alabama.
Right.
Would it shock
anybody?
But he was
only at Alabama for a year.
I know, but now he has head coaching experience. Right. Would it shock me if he went and coached Auburn next year? No.
Well, what's interesting is when you look at the
past.
That
would be interesting if he went college, because there are a ton of college openings. Right.
That's what I'm saying. The year matches for him.
Right.
When you look at the history of Giant coaches, Brian Daboll, Joe Judge, Pat Shermer, Ben McAdoo, even Tom Coughlin, Jim Fossil. You have to go back to Dan Reeves for the last time, fact check me on this, a fired Giant coach got another head coaching job.
Yeah, but
all circumstances are different.
Dan,
I understand.
Dan
that.
Reeves was a successful coach prior.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Denver, absolutely. Did a great job. He was a hell of a coach.
So when it didn't work here with the Giants, it made sense that he would get another shot.
It's not even about Dan. It's more about everybody else. Mm. That all of these head coaches, for different circumstances all the way around, none of them have gotten second opportunities, or in Shermer's case, a third opportunity.
Right.
I think Daboll probably will break that trend.
Yeah.
At some point.
I think so as well.
At some point. Like, I think he goes back, he gets an OC job or a college job like you guys suggested. Right. And I think within the next 5 years, he gets another head coaching opportunity.
He's only 50.
He's a younger guy. He's got a good reputation. But it's funny. Joe Judge, no. Pat Shurmur, no. That would have been his third.
He just got demoted in Colorado.
Yeah, I saw that. Well, they've had a terrible year.
I mean, what happens when you lose your best two players?
Ben McAdoo, no. And I think in the case of Coughlin, it was probably age more than
anything. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Anything else?
Definitely.
But all of these coaches, no one's gotten that next opportunity.
It's interesting.
There's only one other guy I could find on the list that won a coach of the year and didn't get a second opportunity. Matt Nagy.
And I think he will.
Nagy won coach of the
year. He did in his first year. And I think he will because he's gotten interviews.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know when he's going to get that job, but he will at some point.
And he's back with the Chiefs, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm actually, there's a couple down the line. A long time ago, Mike Smith and Marvin Lewis also never got second opportunities. But
I don't know if Marvin wanted it, per se. I think did he get interviews?
Yes.
Marvin,
I thought he did.
I don't remember him getting.
I don't remember.
Or doing any more interviews. I don't know if he was requested or not. He went to college. He was consulting in Arizona State. Where was AP?
It was Arizona State with Antonio Pierce
right,
and Herm.
Right. But yeah, I mean, it's rare for New York Giant coaches to get another opportunity.
It's kind
of
crazy.
And I'm trying to think of the last ones. Other than these recent ones. So Fossil didn't have head coaching experience before he became the Giants head coach. Tom did, but it was in college and in the NFL. So he knew how to be a head coach. Like knowing how to be a head coach is part of it. And I think Days was learning a lot to how to be a head coach.
Yeah, I think history suggests, because usually when something doesn't work, you try to go in the opposite direction. My guess here on November 10th, probably months before they make a hire, because they're not making a hire until late January if you think about it. I think it's going to be a guy with head coaching experience.
I would think so as well.
That would be my guess.
Because his team has talent to win.
Yes. And tomorrow, not today, because we're still getting over the firing, tomorrow, not an endorsement, because that's a lot, tomorrow will be our long-term predictions on who will be the next head coach of the New York Football Giants.
I got mine.
Oh, you got one already?
Yeah. I just figured it out in the break.
Well, hold on to it.
I will.
We'll do that tomorrow at, let's say, 3 o'clock.
So not a full endorsement. We're not like donating to their campaign. It's just more of a long-term
prediction. It's a long-term prediction because those two things are very different. Like who you want and who you're endorsing is far different than what you think is going to happen.
Right.
You know, because the other thing we're doing this week is we're doing free agency MLB bingo, where we do our predictions on where everyone ends up in free agency. And trust me, that's not what I want. Like, I'm going to probably predict Pete Alonso's with another team. Not what I want,
well,
but it's a prediction.
Like the writing is on the wall.
It feels that way, doesn't it? More on that in the next couple of days. Let's go to Jim in Middletown. What's up, Jim?
Hey, Jim.
Evan, Tiki, how are you? How's Evan, good? I'm sorry about last week. I told Tiki to throw water at you because you were so negative about the Jets. So I heard my friends told me about it, and I found it mean, so I apologize.
It's okay. By the way, real quick, and thank you to Brian Costello for this. Marvin Lewis interviewed for the Jet job in 2021. So there you go. Thank you, Costello.
Oh, yes. There you go. Tiki, tough loss Saturday night for your Virginia Cavaliers, man. Dude, I was pulling for them.
Jim, as soon as Chandler Morris went down, I got very worried, and then I turned it off.
Yeah. So, quick question for you guys, and I was just thinking about this. Who had a better tenure with the Giants, Dable or Daniel Jones?
I think you have to say Daniel Jones.
That's a great question.
It is a good question. But
Who had a better tenure with the Giants, Brian Daboll or Daniel Jones?
Daniel Jones lasted longer through three regimes.
Yeah. Honestly, I think there's an easy way to settle this and makes me think Daniel Jones. They both are equally responsible for 2022.
Yep.
What was a better year, Daniel Jones's rookie year or the Brian Daboll DeVito year?
Daniel Jones's rookie year. Well, based on his success, because obviously the team stunk.
But you can make the success that Daboll won those games with Tommy DeVito. I think that's what breaks the tie.
My gut feeling to that question is Brian Daboll, and here's why. I'll give you my answer for this. Because Brian Daboll inherited a Daniel Jones quarterback situation none of us loved and somehow led that to a postseason where they won a playoff game. And I give him a lot of credit for that. Like, if we're being honest about his time here.
Right.
I give him more credit for that. And it's not about what Daniel's doing next or even what Dave's does next. I'm only judging them on their Giant tenure.
Yeah.
But my answer would be Brian Daboll.
And that's the year that makes you realize that he's a good coach. He couldn't figure out how to make this team a winner.
It also makes you realize, and you've said this a lot, so I know you've said this, in relation to the Jets, but certainly the Giants, sometimes early success can actually crush you.
Right. Because it creates a new expectation. And as soon as you fall short of that, everybody wants you fired.
Yeah, and I think you also make decisions based on an early success that's probably not wise.
Right.
Daniel Jones and the handling of it.
Well, the challenge is, because you think back to Fossil. Like, Fossil had success his first year. He went to the postseason, lost to the Minnesota Vikings at home. It was a horrible loss. And then he had a couple of bad years. 97, 98, 99 were bad seasons. But they were like 7-win seasons. And then he goes to the Super Bowl. And so it's stabilize. When things are going poorly and you're remaking your roster, are you still like an average team?
Right.
Instead of a 6-win team and then a 3-win team.
It went backwards.
And then this year, a 2-win team.
Yeah.
You kind of can see the writing on the wall on why you should stay. And it's what we talked about from the very beginning, Evan, is Dave's just got to win. Doesn't matter what it looks like. Doesn't matter who the quarterback is. Doesn't matter anything. He just got to win some games, and he didn't win enough games.
Let's go to Sonny and Malvern. Hey, Sonny.
What's up, Sonny?
Hey, guys. Yeah, mixed emotions, to tell you the truth, for me. I supported Dave to the very end. Right. I liked him a lot. I know he was very well-liked inside that building and maybe why he got some extra time, you know, besides the Dart success. But I just hope going forward that everybody is held responsible for this, not just Dave's, because he's not the only hand in this. And I'm talking about the GM, I'm talking about the defensive coordinator, and I'm talking about all those players, those stars on defense, okay, that couldn't make one stop in three games in the last quarter. So they all got to be held responsible. And going forward, listen, Dart, give him a few days, a few weeks off. Even if he's cleared to play next week and the next week, you give him an extra week to get his head straight. And listen, he's been banged up for, you know, a couple of games now. So give the kid some rest. And going forward, as far as the head coach, I would not hire Bill Belichick for the main reason. He's 75 years old. We need a younger coach in here that's going to grow with Dart, and it's not going to have any baggage. And I'm sorry, Belichick has a lot of baggage, guys.
Yeah. Well, I think it's also when Bill Belichick comes in to an organization, he's going to take it over.
Yeah.
He's going to run everything.
They're not hiring Bill Belichick.
I don't even think it's a thought.
No. And I know that there's mixed opinions on Shane staying or going. And I do know earlier in the show I mentioned, hey, if Mike Tomlin becomes available and he wants full control, sorry, Joe, you're not staying anymore. Bill Belichick is not that anymore. Like, if Bill Belichick says, I want to take over the Giants and I want it all, I'd say, go take a walk. Like, Mike Tomlin is different.
I don't think he's getting fired, first of all. He would have to want to leave voluntarily, and I don't think that's going to happen. Pittsburgh doesn't fire coaches.
You're right, and this is why this is uncharted territory. The reason I believe there's going to be a breakup between the Steelers and Mike Tomlin is, A, I don't think the Steelers are going to have success, and I think we're already starting to see it. Like, they're probably right now, put it this way, let me ask you a question. Right now, as an IFL football fan, do you think the Pittsburgh Steelers are making the postseason? They're a game up on the Ravens, I get it, but they're 5-4. They've had an average offense. They've had a below-average defense. They're trending the wrong way. They've lost 3 out of 4 games. They haven't played the Ravens once this season.
It's impossible to predict this because the AFC is so strong, but Mike Tomlin always finds a way.
You're right.
Always.
And but do you think they're going to make the playoffs?
They lost this game this past weekend because Aaron Rodgers had probably the worst game of his career.
Yeah.
So,
do you think they're going to make the playoffs?
Is that going to happen every week? I don't think so. I'd have to look at the standings, and I don't know them off the top of my head in the AFC, but I think he's going to be their coach in 2020.
So,
as long as he wants to be the coach.
I think there's a very decent chance to good chance that not only will the Steelers not make the playoffs, they're going to finish under 500,
right.
Something
so,
Mike Tomlin's never done.
You're getting 3 from the West. That almost feels like a certainty.
Mm-hmm. And probably 2 from the AFCs with Buffalo and Miami, unless you think Buffalo's just going to fall apart.
You mean Buffalo and New England?
Buffalo and New England. Did I say Miami?
You did. Oh,
God. Thank God that's not real.
So that's Buffalo. That's New England. That's likely the Ravens out of the North. So that's 3. The Colts, that's 4. And then the 3 from the West.
So the Steelers are missing the playoffs.
Most likely.
I'm walking you down this road. I also think with those
that doesn't mean they're going to be under 500.
Well, but here's why I think they will be. They still have to go to Detroit. They still have to play the Ravens twice. They go play Buffalo. And a few of the other games are not that tough, like Miami at Chicago, home Cincinnati. But nevertheless, those are some tough games on their schedule. They feel like a team that's going to finish 8-9. If that happens, as much as the Steelers do not fire coaches, and I don't think they're going to fire Mike Tomlin, I think it's going to be one of those it's best we break up situations.
No, I don't think so. I don't think the ownership is not going to...
Long-term bet, baby.
Dude, you keep focusing, I think, on the wrong guy.
What's that?
My antenna's up. Are we sure the Bills are making the playoffs here? Look at their schedule.
Do you want Sean McDermott?
I'm not saying
I want Sean McDermott?
No.
Do you want him to teach their players, like, hey, Dexter Lawrence, let's be terrorists?
But you know what?
You want Sean McDermott?
No, he's not that. I don't think he wants Sean McDermott. I think he's just saying the Bills might not make the postseason. But the difference, the reason I disagree with that, Sean, is who their quarterback is.
I agree.
Josh Allen had a horrible day. Josh Allen played yesterday against the Dolphins like he did against the Jets in Week 1 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's right.
You remember that?
I do.
He was just like, that throw's going to get completed. My guy's going to make the catch. He threw bad interceptions in that game. Throws that shed no business. Take the sack, right? And he knew that their team was better, and he thought he could will it to happening. And the Dolphins, to their credit, played a solid defensive game. And they could not stop Achan, and so it became a runaway almost for the Dolphins. But I think it was an anomaly. I read that as an anomaly.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Thank you, SNY. Baseball Night in New York is coming up next. Brought to you by the Tri-State Cadillac Dealers.
Do you think the Pittsburgh Steelers are making the playoffs, Sean?
Yes.
Okay. I think you're all going to be wrong.
I would say it's 50-50.
Okay. I don't think they will. And I think if they don't, and if they somehow have an under 500 season, which is on the table, I think there will be some kind of breakup. Now, where I think you're right, T, because you've said this already today, for those that are just tuning in, that if I'm somehow right about a Tomlin-Steeler breakup, it's likely that because this man has coached for so long in Pittsburgh,
19 years,
that Mike Tomlin's going to take a sabbatical.
Yeah,
and I don't blame him.
He's going to go drink wine with Rondé in France.
And I don't blame him for that. But maybe he's a competitor who's like, screw it, I don't want to take a year off.
Right.
I'm going to go keep coaching.
It's been a long time, dude.
A very long time. And forget about just the 19 years in Pittsburgh, which you're right about. Before that, he was a defensive coordinator in Minnesota. And
but only
before
for a
that,
year, right?
Right, but he was working his way up. Like, when is Mike Tomlin at a year in which he wasn't busy in the fall? You know what I mean? Like, you probably have to go back to, like, middle school for the last time Mike Tomlin's just like, I'm doing nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's a great dude, too. We would love him here. I just don't see it happening.
I understand. I understand. I understand the skepticism, but I think that's the guy. Just the reason this has been brought up is that's the guy you give all control to.
Yeah.
I don't think you do that with Bill Belichick, considering where he is in his career. Yeah. I'm not even talking about his age. I'm talking about the uneasiness of his actions lately.
You don't want Bill Belichick. Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Streaming November 16th on Paramount Plus, it's the return of Landman. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.